But one study zeroes in more closely, showing that marriage not only benefits well-being in a general way, but more specifically, lowers your risk for developing heart problems.
Now, just to be clear, not all marriages are good for the heart. A bad marriage that causes lots of stress and heartache, no pun intended, is obviously not good for physical or mental health.
Right, but on average, being married and not single is good. Researchers at NYU Langone Medical Center looked at data collected from more than 3.5 million Americans and came up with some interesting findings.
For example, they found that married couples are 5% less likely to have cardiovascular disease than people who are single. People who are widowed have a 3% greater risk of having heart disease, and people who've been divorced have a 5% greater risk. Marriage appears to especially benefit people less than 50, who, according to the study, have a 12% lower risk of heart disease than single people in their age range.
So why is marriage so beneficial? The study doesn't provide a definitive answer, but it may be because being married or in a committed relationship means having a spouse or partner who encourages healthful habits.
In fact, the study found that bad habits, such as smoking, which raises the risk for heart disease, was highest among divorced people. And obesity, another common factor in heart disease, was also most common among divorced people and single people.
So being married may not guarantee good health,
but it may tip the odds in your favor.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.